This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. In case you've been under a rock, in a cave, in Alaska, today the Earth will cross the shadow of the moon, creating a total solar eclipse. Eclipses happen about every 6 months, but this one is special. For the first time in almost 40 years, the path of the moon's shadow passes through the continental United States. From Salem, Oregon to Charleston, South Carolina, a 70-mile swath will get the full effect. If you're in the path, you'll see one of nature's most awe-inspiring sights, the moon completely covering the sun and the sun's tenuous atmosphere, the corona. Observers outside this path will still see a partial solar eclipse. That means those of us in the upper Midwest will be looking at between 80 and 85% eclipse. I'll have a map and much more information on GardenBite.com. Do not look directly at the sun or the eclipse. NASA has kits for a total eclipse party. Gotta love it when an auspicious government agency gets down for a solar party. I'll link you to their page. There are some interesting myths from around the world. In the U.S., the Pomo, an indigenous group of people who live in the northwestern part of the country, tell a story of a bear who started a fight with the sun and took a bite out of it. In fact, the Pomo name for a solar eclipse is Sun Got Bit by a Bear. After taking a bite of the sun, the bear, as the story goes, went on to meet the moon and took a bite out of the moon as well, causing a lunar eclipse. The ancient Greeks believed that a solar eclipse was a sign of angry gods, and it was the beginning of disasters and destruction. Look for more lore and myth on GardenBite.com and instructions for watching the solar eclipse. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.